You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in. Of course, I am Dr. Edvige, welcoming you in today. Thank you for being here, knowing that you could be in a million other places. So I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, Affirmations for Living is all about finding a better way, a way to empower ourselves to living the life that we are so deserving of, because we are the ones that we've been waiting for. And so my goal is to truly, each time we do this show, all that I am about is to help you finding a better way to expand and to unfold into your true, authentic self. And my guest today, a lovely woman, Laura Dyell, we're going to be doing a show today called What Are You Searching For in Your Life? Just listen to that. What are you searching for in your life? And it's all about, like I said, finding those tools, those things that help us to empower us to living that better, more authentic life. And so I invite you, if you have any questions, to call in. The number is 888-627-6008. So Laura Dyell, she is a multidimensional advanced energetic being, bringing truth, love, light, and healing. She channels the information, messages, and healing energies needed to guide you and heal you mentally, physically, and spiritually. So I really encourage you to call in, because what an opportunity to find out, you know, from higher realms what exactly is going on in you, and we can address it here today. So the healings and the blessings that flow through are unpretentious, unrehearsed, and straight from the heart, soul, and spirit. Her credentials are too long for me to go over. I say spiritual practitioner, but literally it's like a paragraph of credentials, from certified soul healer to a registered nurse. So it's best to bring her on and have her explain and describe to you herself. So with all of that, welcome in.
Thank you so very much. I had to chuckle a little bit, because when I speak about myself, I say almost the same thing, and I end up saying, I am that I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it in a nutshell. I am that I am. I am all that the higher power has made me to be, and then some. I am still learning each and every day, and I put forth my best foot as much as I know how, not only for myself, but for each of you, because how can I be good to you if I'm not good to myself?
Amen.
And how much better can I be to myself if I'm not good to you?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, I have to do and be the best that I can be for you and for me.
You know, and that's in each and every moment. And then to still have compassion for yourself. Because, you know, okay, audience, you're hearing this. Yes, we strive for this, but we have compassion with ourselves, and we don't beat ourselves up if in one moment we, you know, it wavers. It's okay. We're still human.
Right. Right. And you have to love yourself, too.
That, no matter
I think,
what.
Is
yeah.
more important than anything else that you love you. So many of us go around thinking that others are supposed to love us. But if you don't love yourself, why should they?
You know, and that's so true. I have this young gentleman who, you know, I mentor on occasion. And his biggest thing is he's not... he feels like he doesn't love himself, and yet he's always looking for a girlfriend. Now, this is a young gentleman, 21 years old, right? But before we get into that, you know what? Let's back up. Let's back up because we're getting into the juice of this already. So I'm going to rein myself back. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So, Lord Dale, please share with the audience who you are because it's a fascinating
Oh,
story and
wow.
how you got here.
How I got to Earth, or how I got to
No, how
Planet
you
right
got to be this
now?
spiritual practitioner, because you started out in
I
nursing. So,
know.
I mean, there's a, you know, there's a journey, there's a path. And so how did your paths bend, fold, and mold to get you to this place today where you are?
You know, it's funny you use the word journey because just this afternoon, my daughter and myself went out to many, many parks. And as we walked along the path, we started talking about journeys. And I said to her, you know what? I really want to speak about journeys tonight on this program. And here you are bringing it up. Nothing is by chance or coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. I walked across a bridge. I saw winding trails. And they all took us to a journey some of us do not know where, but we are all on a journey. My journey began when I was conceived. And I could even say even before then, because I chose to come here and to make a difference and to do what I needed to do to help Mother Earth. So my journey began way back when. And when I came here, I always knew who I was, even though people considered me strange, different, weird, peculiar, obnoxious. I could go on and on and on, or list the different words. But no matter what, I refused to give up just because they did not understand me. Because I knew who I was, and I knew I was a divine creature. Even at that point, I was even speaking to spirits. I saw spirits. As a young child, spirits would come to me and give me messages. But I also learned I had to keep them to myself because not many people understood, nor would they accept it. And back then, and I do have to say back then, I like to consider myself young, even though I'm not that young. But back then, they considered what we do now as negative, evil, witchcraft. They considered it things like that. So I learned at a young age to keep it to myself. As a child, I always wanted to be a healer. I visioned myself as a surgeon, saving everyone's life. And I went to college, but during the process of college, I got married. And then I decided, well, you know, my children are my children, and I am going to raise my children. So then I backed out from being a doctor and I became a registered nurse because then I knew I could do both. I could also take care of people and help them and continue raising my children. So that's what I did. Then I had a tragic accident, and so tragic that I ended up being on the other side of the railroad. Instead of taking care of people, I was actually being taken care of to the point I was in intensive care.
Wow.
I couldn't move for about a year. I was paralyzed. All I could do was move my eyes. I spent 5 years in a wheelchair. I had to go and learn how to feed myself again, to dress myself again. I had to completely depend on my children to care for me. And the doctors wanted to put me in a nursing home, and my children wouldn't hear of it. They said, no, not my mother. So, to make a long story short, during that period, My spirit guides also instructed me and gave me the words on writing a journal workbook, and it's called Words for the Soul. And what it does is teaches you how to learn your lessons, that you're not here making mistakes where so many people think that they're making mistakes, but you are here to learn specific lessons that you came here to learn.
Indeed.
But a lot of people don't understand this, and they swear they're being punished and whipped and, you know, just all sorts of negative things, where this is not true. You chose to came here to come here to learn your lessons, and that's what my spirit guide had me put together this work journal book called Words for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also made a... it's a three-part CD. It's Trusting Your Journey. And it's at a point where I went to Peru, and at that point, I still wasn't, well enough to do so. And everybody
But you gained the ability to walk again came. And so you were...
Yes, I was able
okay.
to walk, but okay. people still felt I wasn't well enough to, you know, go to Peru. And my guide said I was, and I felt in my heart I was, so I decided I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, when I say Peru, I went out into the Amazon, into the jungle where there were no electricity, no running water.
Wow, yeah.
It was quite a journey, and every single thing that happened to me, I wrote about. And then when I came back, I spoke about it and, you know, made it into an audio book. And it's called Trusting Your Journey.
Amen.
And
yeah.
whoever listens to that, if they can really believe and trust in who they are and trust in their higher self, they will be able to trust their journey and know that they are on their right journey. And I say this with all my heart and soul. I really mean this. And then I made a CD with my grandson, and it's called I Love Being Me, because each of us, we were born infants and we were all children. But during that period, as we grew, teachers, parents, guardians, whoever, took that away from us mm-hmm. and said, okay, you have to grow up. Stop being a child. But no, no, no. You still have that inner childhood inside of you. And on this CD, it teaches you how to quiet your mind so that you could go within and bring back the child within you and start enjoying life again. Because that's another reason we're here, too, to enjoy life.
Absolutely.
As spirits, a lot of things that we are doing as human beings, we cannot do as spirits. And that's another reason why we chose to come back here, because
Wonderful.
We want all these experiences.
True. And we're going to get to that. So, what was the process then from being in bed? So you said 5 years you were in a wheelchair, and then you just had the strength and you moved through. And so this process, is that what helped you to then step into your power and your truth that you had these abilities?
No. From day one, like I said, as a child, I always knew.
But you were hiding it as a child, and you didn't share it.
Yes.
So,
and what I associated to as being, you know how gay people are when they say stepped out of the closet?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. I finally stepped out of the closet. When I had this traumatic accident happen to me, and mm-hmm. so many people turned their backs on me and turned away from me or got tired of me because they, you know, had other things to do. And my children were the ones that said, Mommy, do what you have to do. Just be who you are.
Mm.
And at that point, I said, you know what? That's when I stepped out of the closet. I was always doing, like when I was doing my nursing, especially in critical care or somebody passed over, I would always help them towards the light. Because you always had to pull the curtains and wash them down and put them in the shroud and what have you. And while I was doing that, I called in their spirit guides and would help them to the light. So I always, always did it, but I did it in secrecy.
Wow.
Now, I do not do it in secrecy. I don't care if you know it or not. People have turned on me and turned away and walked, and I said, God bless you.
Absolutely.
I'm still happy. I'm still happy because it's not my issue. It's your issue if you cannot deal or accept who I am, because I accept who I am. I love who I am.
And so, traveling this road, this journey, what do you think was the lesson that you learned from the experience?
Oh, wow. The lesson I learned from the experience is to be who you are, no matter what people say to you, no matter what people do to you. I tell you another thing that confirmed it. Just last night, I watched 12 Years of Being a Slave.
Mm-hmm.
That even confirmed it that much more. But that man never gave up for 12 long years. He was whipped. His skin was torn off his back. He was called, I mean, names don't want to repeat. But he never gave up. He never gave up. And there are so many of us giving up today. And I want to say to each of you, don't give up.
Absolutely.
Don't give up.
Yeah. You know, and even when you think it's dark and there's just no help, you can't give up. You know, it's very interesting how this journey is. And a thing to add here is all roads truly lead home. You can't get it wrong. And so we really have to have a lot more compassion with ourselves as we are on this path of awakening and enlightenment. It's very interesting how it unfolds, and everything is so designed. Nothing, as we know, is by chance, like you say.
Right.
And if we would recognize that nothing is by chance, if we would recognize how divine we are and that everything is purposeful and that we have a purpose, you know, we could pull back some of our power and really begin to be that light that we are. How do you help people to pull back that power?
I reach them wherever they are, not where I am, but where they are. I ask them, you know, what is it they're looking for? What is it they're searching for? What is it they want? And then from that point, we go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my journey, but it's their journey. Because I know my journey.
Yeah.
So I'm on my journey. I'm on my path. But when they come to me and they want to get on their path, or they just need to hear from an ancestor that has crossed over, or they just need a message to confirm that they're doing right, or they just need something, some sort of meat to help them move forward, then that's where I meet them.
Wow.
And that's where I help them go forward and take them.
And what I just heard was you give that bit of hope that they need to continue their journey.
Yes, yes. I mentor, I do readings, I do counseling, I do energy healings. I even do painting. My paintings, they fascinate me to no end. I am not a painter by trade. I've never even taken a painting class.
Mm-hmm.
But my spirit guides, one day they had me go buy some canvases and paints, and I went and did so. And next thing I knew, I went into a trance. And I go into a trance now, and the spirit will come through me. And they put the energy into the painting. They create the painting. They will even give me the name of the painting. And that painting contains that energy. And when you look at that energy, the painting, if you like it, then everything, whatever is going on in your life, is right. And then you can look at the name of the painting. If you do not like that painting, then that means whatever's going on in your life, you need to straighten out and take a look at it, and then look at the name of the painting, and it will tell you what is going wrong in your life.
Oh, how interesting is that?
I'm telling you. And it still amazes me. And I do them of people also. And what happened was my oldest daughter, I've done one for each one of my children. And my oldest daughter, she travels a lot and she carries it around with her. And one day she said to me, and everybody sees everything, whatever they need to see in the painting. So nothing is wrong, nothing is right. So whatever you see in the painting is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
So she sees all these different things. Trust me, I don't see any of it. I see something entirely different. And then one day she came and said, Mommy, I see, you know, X, Y, and Z. And at this point, she's in her late 30s when she's telling me this. And I says, really? She says, yeah, the painting changed on me. I says, really? I said, that's odd. And come to find out, as you change, the painting changes. Now, how real is that?
Yeah, exactly. How profound is that?
Yes, the energy and the painting and whatever you're seeing and feeling in that painting will also change.
Now,
so I did
that's
a
so
test.
Funny.
Let me tell you the story here. I did a test with a couple of guys, total strangers. I needed some work done in my house. And it was a love painting. So I said to one guy, I said, do you like this painting? And he says, no. I'm sorry, but no, I don't like it. I'm sorry. I said, you don't need to apologize. And I said to the other guy, I said, well, how about you? Do you like the painting? He says, yeah, I think it's awesome. I love it, you know. He said, I don't know why he doesn't like it. I love it. I said, well, I'll tell you why. I said, you don't like it because either you just got out of a relationship and you're really, really crushed and hurt by it and you're angry. I said, you on the other hand, you're in a great relationship, having a great time, and you're very, very happy. They both looked at me, their mouths dropped open, and they're like, how do you know that? I said, because you just told me. I said, that's how these paintings work.
Wow. So I just went to your website, and I pulled up the art, and I just let my energy guide me to one, and I chose Spirit
Perfect.
Dance.
Perfect. That means Spirit loves, number one, you love to dance. You love to move around with your energy, and also Spirit loves dancing with you. And you can also feel the energy of the Spirit when they're dancing with you.
Amen. I sure do.
See, that's how they work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Since we're talking about that, let's give out your website, shall we?
Sure. You want it too or me?
Okay. Well, it's celestial-energies.com. So that's celestial-energies.com. celestial-energies.com. Yeah,
and
pretty
also,
cool.
You'll also find a blog page that you know you can go to. I blog also. I did a 21-day event the beginning of January because the first 21 days of January leads you into the rest of your life. It really does. It's very profound if you do it. And I also have on it my readings, my counseling, my mentoring, which are very, very in-depth. I've changed quite a few people's lives. They would say extraordinarily. They were very unhappy, and now they are the happiest they've ever, ever, ever been in their life. And then I do readings anywhere from, I don't know, a half an hour to an hour to as long as you need. So I do a variety of things, and I do energy healing. And what happens is when you contact me, I do not decide what to do. Your guides, I call on your guides, and I call on my guides, and then they tell me what you need. Mm-hmm. So you don't always get what you need.
What you think you need.
What you want. Let me back. Mm-hmm. You don't always get what you want, but I guarantee you do always, always get what you need.
Yeah.
There's another fascinating story. My another one of my daughters, she was in college, and they had this track meet they had to go on, and it was really a big deal. And one of the girls had hurt herself. So she called me up, and she goes, "Oh, Mommy, I don't know what we're going to do." I says, "Well, she shouldn't, you know, be running." So she goes, "No, the coach says she has to." She said, "Can you please work on it?" I says, "Okay." I said, "Tell her go lie down, 30 minutes, go lie down. I'll work on it." They turned around and called and told me that she ran the fastest that she had ever ran her entire career and won the race.
Wonderful. You know, yeah. Here's a good place to say that a lot of times, outside, well, most of the times, right? Outside physical conditions are created first internally. And so that's why energy work, energy healing can be so beneficial in helping physical things. Would you like to expand on that?
Well, being a registered nurse and an alternative healer, I like to consider myself as a spiritual energy practitioner now. I strongly believe that they two should work together. Man by no means knows everything. They're far from it. I tell people constantly, you go to a doctor, they give you a prescription, and they will say, "Let's try it for 2 weeks. If it doesn't work, come back. We'll try something else again for 2 weeks." Mm-hmm. And you are more than happy to keep paying out your pocket over and over and over. Then you come to someone like me, and you're not happy. You want a miracle, an instantaneous miracle. And what you don't realize is that you are receiving a miracle. It may not be the miracle that you want, but you are receiving a miracle. And sometimes it doesn't even take 2 weeks. Usually it takes the length of time it needs for you to learn your lesson. Mm. It may take that same day and you're healed. But if that lesson takes longer than a day, then that's how long it's going to take.
Yeah,
and that's something people need to, you know, be aware of also. Because a lot of people think, no, this is what I want, so this is what I'm going to get. It mm-hmm. doesn't work that way. If you learn your lesson in 2 or 3 days, because when I work with you, it's not just a healing or a reading, it's both. And if you listen to your higher power and not listen to just what you want, it will happen faster than you could ever imagine.
Well, and that's the key, getting out of the way, right?
Yes.
Letting
Oh,
that
yes.
ego get out of the way and truly surrendering to your higher God self, your higher self, because your soul knows soul's purpose. You don't.
Yes.
And so
Oh, yes.
you have to move out of the way and let that small, still voice be heard. And it will guide you. You know, for me, this awakening has been so interesting because literally I would hear an outside voice or an inside voice, something, and they're very specific. It's like I didn't have to second guess things. I mean, even to the point where when I was eating meat, and one morning as I woke up, opened the refrigerator, and an outside voice said, "No more meat," I became a vegetarian that day. There was no question because there was an outside voice and it clearly said, no more meat. It was simple, plain. I didn't have to second guess it. And so the guidance will come. We have to listen and we have to surrender to it
Yes.
because
Yes.
we're here to fulfill something. And if you don't pay attention, you won't fulfill it.
And see, that's why I also teach quiet in the mind. The CD I told you about, I made with my grandson. He's 7 years old now, but we made it last year when he was six. And he's the noise, the chatter that's in your mind. So that's what I have him do, make all the noise and the chatter, and then he quiets down as I take you through the process of quieting your mind. And what most people fail to realize is that a lot of people call it meditation. And my spirit guides came and said, do not use that word. Use quieting the mind, and people will be more receptive to it. And believe it or not, they are very, very receptive. Whenever I say quiet in the mind, the first thing I hear is, oh, I need a lot of that. I need a
Exactly.
lot of it, you know. So it's a CD. All you have to do is get the CD and listen to it over and over and over. And not only does it quiet your mind, but it's a three-part CD. It also takes you into the Akashic Records. And it also takes you back into your inner childhood so that you can be happy again and just love who you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of trauma in our lifetimes, a lot of things stem from that inner child being wounded. And
Yes.
it's important to address and bring into harmony all our bits and pieces. Yeah, once again, I'm back to that word journey. But you find it's about really healing all those different aspects of oneself and bringing them into harmony. That's a part of the journey.
Yes, it is. That is part of the journey. That's what I was just about to say. That is all a part of the journey, bringing in all those pieces, because when we're born, we're just as innocent as, I mean, you couldn't be any more innocent than when you are born. But as you grow, I'm going to say with some good intentions of some people, they still don't have the right things for you, because what is right for you, what is right for them, they think is right for you. And it destroys you. And then you have the other people that are just plain right evil, and they want to destroy you because they are hurting and they feel pain and misery. So they want you to feel, like they say, misery loves misery. So they want you to feel that. So all of us, I mean, I don't believe that there's not one of us that has not gone through pain, misery, or suffering. And we need people like us to help bring it all back together in a loving, gentle way.
Absolutely.
You know? And this is why I started doing My program is for the mind, the body, and the soul. And I've been doing it for about 4 years now. And whatever I'm guided to say and do, and many, many people will come on as my guest co-host. And as long as they're coming on for the right reasons, to help people, to rebuild, you know, wherever you have been torn or broken, mentally, physically, or spiritually, I welcome you. Mm-hmm. Because this is what the world needs. Mother Earth herself needs it. We have damaged Mother Earth so
terribly.
Yes, so tremendously. We really have. So we need to rebuild everything, not just, you know, physically, but Mother Earth also.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and let's just go on this for a little bit, because the body, mind, soul, being in harmony is so vitally important in this time that we are, you know, because where we're going, we're taking this body with us. And so we have to begin to honor it. When I was guided by my guides to not eat meat anymore, it was because as we raise our vibration and our frequency, we need to be putting things that are alive to raise it. And so it's so important that we get it, that we have to take care of the body, we have to quiet the mind, and we have to feed the soul, our spirit. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's important that we get it. We, you know, and nature, Mother Earth, is a part of that, because we can't truly be in harmony if we're disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know? And so we really have to mind ourselves, well, becoming mindful, isn't it, of all things. And when you say that you love yourself and you love everyone else, it includes the earth, it includes the animals, it includes everything, because everything is life, everything is creation, everything is source. And
yes,
we can't put ourselves on a pedestal believing ourselves to be better than. We are all one. And it's so important that we get this. It really, really is.
Right. I was, like I said this afternoon, I was all in the trees, dancing and playing through the trees. And my daughter was busy snapping pictures, and I was just laughing and just having a grand old time, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a child to enjoy life. You don't have to stop living to enjoy life. You know? And people feel that, oh, well, I'm just too old for that. No, you are not.
Or that they're stuck doing their job and they don't have time. You know, I'm busy. I have this big special job, and they're so gung-ho on whatever, making their money, making whatever it is they're doing, and they don't stop. And so we really need to go back to this idea of the journey, because, you know, it's so unfortunate. Then we get older, and then, you know, we wait for retirement to live life, and you miss the whole point of life.
Yeah. You'll either be stuck in a nursing home, or many people will just die, you know, within a few weeks of retirement.
So how do we change that and move towards a more smooth, more pleasant, more joy-filled journey? What are some ideas that you think you could share with being on your journey?
First of all, and more embracing who you are. Like I said, from the very beginning, I have always, always embraced who I am. Sometimes I could not tell people because they would not understand and they were cruel, but I never let go of it. Mm. And neither should you. You should never let go of who you are, especially when you know in your heart that you are a good person. If you are not hurting anyone, I'm not going to tell you to go out there and hurt a living soul. Not at all. But if you have love in your heart and you are a good person and you want to help people, let no one, absolutely no one, change that and make you feel different, make you feel unworthy, make you feel unloved. What I would suggest is that you seek out people like us. And there are many of us on the internet. The internet has become this great source of, oh my God.
I know, huh?
There's nothing you can't find on the internet. I tell people when I run out of my card, they're like, do you have a card? And I will say, no, just go on the internet, go to the search engine and put in Lordiel, L-O-R-D-I-E-L, D as in David. I said, you put that in and you, trust me, you will find me in many, many places because my goal is to get this out worldwide. Matter of fact, I want to travel. I'm very passionate about this. Mm-hmm. And I want to travel around the world, especially in indigenous countries where they really don't have the, you know, digital things that we have and the tools that we have or the money to pay for the things that we have. I really, really want to travel to those places because they deserve just as much as we deserve the information, the knowledge, the tools, everything that we have, they have.
Absolutely.
They deserve
yeah.
also. And yeah. When I went to Peru and I'd been to Brazil and I've been to different places like that and find that they are happier than we are. And some of them have so much less than we have to the point where I asked them, I was like, how can you be so happy with so little? And their answer to me was, we are not hungry because they lived in a climate where food was plentiful and it wasn't cold. They said, you know, we may not have all the different things that you have, but we're happy, we're not hungry, we're not cold, and we love each other. They are. They're very, very friendly with each other to the point where they even took me into their homes. And I did not know them. And trust me, I would not do this in the United States. I would not go into a stranger home unless I knew who you were. But
well, see,
I
now
was.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Here I was in a third world country going into people's homes that I did not know, sitting at their table, eating with them, laughing, talking, having a great time. And even after I came back to the States, they still contacted me to see how I was doing.
You see, and that's such a big statement right there because things aren't what matter. People, connections, spirit, those are the things that matter, and we all have it. But what's so interesting is these places where they have not so much in the way of stuff always seem to have much more in the way of love and compassion. And that's something the Western world really needs to pay attention to as we journey this path, that we need to be a little bit more compassionate and loving and considerate and thoughtful and honor people and non-judgmental. Those are all those things those people have down. We value money so much. We value the fancy car and the big house mm-hmm. and all these things. And we think these things are necessary. They're not necessary. They're luxuries.
Yeah, right. Because when you die, you can't take them with you.
No.
Yeah, the only thing that's going with you is your soul. Not your car.
Exactly.
not your millions and millions of dollars, and which you're probably miserable. Not the drugs that you take that you a lot of people end up committing suicide on because they're not happy. So there's a lot missing there, and a lot, you know, but people should think about that. Why are so many people committing suicide when they're so rich? But what are they rich in? Are they rich in the right things?
Yeah, you know what? And that's so very important. So it's about finding that happiness. And so how do we find that happiness?
You go within. You get my CD. I love being me. I'm not trying to sell it, but I mean, the truth of the matter is I do speak the truth. I try very hard to always speak the truth. And that CD will quiet your mind. It will take you within. You will find the joy within you once again that has been lost.
Well, and it even is even simpler. And of course, yes, the CD, but right where we are right now without it, it's a matter of choice. It's a matter of saying, you know what, in this moment, I choose to be happy. I choose to be aware. I choose to be present. And it's about gratitude. So in this moment, I'm grateful that I'm hearing this information, that it's allowing me to have more choices so that I can move further on my journey with ease. And that feels good.
You know, that feels good and it sounds good, but it's not easy. Now, when you say the person can say, I choose, it depends on how much pain they're in, whether they can even muster up enough strength to say, I choose. It depends on how much loss they feel or how much more they feel that they can handle and take. They may not be at that point where they can say, I choose. They may just want to give up and throw their hands up and say, I choose not to. Because I'm just plain tired. And I can say that because I've been there. I've been there.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
When
I mean, I was
that, you know, when I had that tragedy happen to me, and I mean, it was traumatic. The pain was so excruciating. It was unbearable. I mean, it was to the point where I would even pass out from it.
But you I moved through
you know,
it.
I did, but it wasn't easy.
Oh, no.
And
no one says anything's
children,
ever easy,
you know?
Yeah. And we've all had that chaos to harmony moment. I mean, I had mine being in a car accident and, you know, being in pain and not able to walk. But the interesting thing is when you – there was a defining moment – somewhere in there, there was a defining moment that said, okay, I now choose different for myself. So there's always going to be that defining moment where we decide enough of this already. It's time for me to, whatever that to is, to get up and make a choice to have things different. Because you could have easily stayed in that hospital bed. You could have easily stayed in that bed and had your children continue to take care of you. You could have easily chosen to do that.
I hear you, but look how many people don't make it that far and they commit suicide or they just die.
Oh, absolutely. But again, that's... and all choices are just that because it's free will. And so, you know, what's interesting is, as you and I know and the listeners know, we're eternal beings. And so even on the other side, after they've committed suicide, they will learn and get to come back and redo and learn more and expand. It's always about expansion. So however you choose those steps, you're going to expand. Whatever choice you make, you're going to expand. So either you get it here and now, you know, and you find a joyful way to do the process, or you will leave and come back and do it again and again and again until you learn those lessons. What we're saying is, if you want to get it in this lifetime, find your joy.
Exactly, and that's why we're here to help. We're here to help ourselves and to help them to get it right.
This time. Let's clarify, this time.
Exactly, this time, because I know I've lived many lives already, and I know.
Hello,
this is
it. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is it, no more.
This is it. This is it for 3D. We get to graduate, and I'm so happy about that.
Amen to that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
Oh, wow. It feels good. It feels great to laugh. People should try laughing also. It's just wonderful. It's the best medicine, just to laugh, laugh, laugh. Even if you feel wrong or bad, you know, if you think about how silly you've been, you can't do anything but laugh at yourself. You know, like, oh, my God, you know, I must have been crazy, must have been on drugs. I must have been just plain stupid, you know, and then laugh about it.
But what you're saying sometimes isn't even easy for people to do. To laugh at themselves because they hold themselves so rigid. And so, you know, if there's anything you get out of today's show, it's to let go.
Yes.
Breathe. Yes. Allow yourself the freedom to express yourself as you want to.
Let's take a nice deep breath now and let go.
That feels good.
Mm-hmm. Whee! Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. That feels great.
Yes. As the energy's starting to tingle, I'm like, ah, thank you. Here goes the spirit dance.
There you go. There you go.
Just came in.
So is there anyone that would like to ask a question or make a comment or anything?
No, I don't think so. And we actually have 3 minutes left. So we Yeah, time flew. Can you imagine? And so
That went fast. Okay, well, in the last couple of minutes, I would like to channel, and whatever you receive, it is for you, because the channel is in a spiritual song, and it comes out in whatever way you need it to come. It may be love, whatever, nurturing, whatever.
Okay. 60 seconds, so, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Many blessings. Oh, thank you, Lord Dayal. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
We'll talk soon. Namaste. Bye-bye. There you have it, everyone. Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. So once again, I invite you to visit my websites, Dr. Edwige, that's Dredwige. All sorts of amazing and wonderful new things coming out, new programs. I'm going to be starting soon the Light Body Mentorship Program. I'm excited about that, so stay tuned. Until next time, know that you are loved. Know that you are appreciated. Enjoy the journey. Take care. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. Namaste.